It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, in your day, the Refreshing Way. The Refreshing Way. The Refreshing Way. The Refreshing Way.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast, a ministry of Torso. We're glad that you're with us this morning. It is a new month, the second day of October. May God bless you today. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together, be able to open up your word and to learn from it. As we pray for your spirit to teach us the things we need to know, we ask that you would anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit. And as always, help us to grow in grace and wisdom as we draw close to you. These things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time.
It's about time for the about time, O Christian, it's about time, it's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
title for today's message is, who will win the 2024 election? Who will win the 2024 election? Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, bless us as we study the Bible. We will learn why you gave us this title this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. We're reading from the book of Daniel, chapter 2, and the Bible says, "And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him." My brothers and sisters, although there's a lot of Babylonian things taking place in Washington, D.C., there was much idolatry taking place in Babylon, and God gave this wicked king a dream. Don't think for 1 minute that God is not working behind the scenes in Washington, D.C. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans, but to show the king his dream. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, "I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream." Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, "O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation." That sounds like Democrats and Republicans being political. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, "The thing is gone from me. If ye will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if ye show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof." Now, you might think that that's very harsh of the king, but you have to realize the magicians and astrologers, they made lots of promises, just like the Democrats and the Republicans. And they basically said that they had contact with the gods, okay? Just like the Democrats and Republicans might say God is on their side, okay? So the bottom line, brothers and sisters, is the king said, if you have contact with the gods, then if the gods were the ones bringing the dream, you should be able to tell me the dream, or you're an imposter. And his reasoning would be correct. And they answered and said, "Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it." The king answered and said, "I know of a certainty that you would gain the time, because ye see the thing is gone from me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me till the time be changed." That sounds like the recent court case where the government wanted 55 years. Look it up. Before they gave the data. That's not a conspiracy. You can look that up. They wanted 55 years before they turned over the data in the Pfizer relating to the Pfizer trial, clinical trial. Thank God for that judge that said no. "But if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you, for you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me till the time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall show you, and then I shall know that you can show me the interpretation thereof." The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, "There is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. It is a rare thing that the king requested, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh." For this cause, the king was very angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, "Why is the decree so hasty from the king?" Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, and I would say prayer partners, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O God, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast made known unto us the king's matter." Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordered to destroy the wise men of Babylon. And he said, and he went and said thus unto him, "Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation." My brothers and sisters, that verse that says, "He removeth kings, he setteth up kings," lets us know that God is in control of who will be the next president of the United States of America. We'll go with part two tomorrow. May God bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, and give you peace. Brothers and sisters of every nation, God is in charge. He is in control. He knows, and he is sovereign. Even with all the wickedness that we see around us, God is still in control. He's not the one causing all the evil. That is the result of Satan as he's fighting his delaying action. He lost, friends. He lost in heaven and he lost at the cross, but he's trying to take as many with him. You see, if you're saved, Satan has to burn for all the sins you've ever committed. We can prove that to you from the Bible. But if you're lost, the wages of sin is death. You bear your own burden. You bear your own sin, the result of your own sin. You pay the penalty for your own sin, I should say. So Satan wants as many lost as he can, because he doesn't want to burn for your sins. But Jesus paid it all. He actually died the second death, experienced the second death for us. That song says, "Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow." Give your heart to Christ, my friend, today. You will be blessed. You will be at peace. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Find yourself easily offended, you're not converted. It's that simple. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you very much for being in control. We ask, Lord, that you bless us now as we transition to the wellness segment of our broadcast. We ask for your Holy Spirit to be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. It's time for our transition to the wellness segment. We do so with the Torso Song. God bless you as you listen.
I will trust in the Lord.
Wrong song, brothers and sisters. All right, that's the wrong song. There we go.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. his natural chemo. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Delaney will be sharing with us on the subject, Where Food Comes In. Ms. Delaney.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Where Food Comes In. Genetics, stress, hormone fluctuations, and certain weather conditions can bring on headaches. But eating habits can also play a role. In fact, they can either provoke or prevent headaches. Lots of people have clear food-related triggers for headaches. Dietary changes have successfully reduced the frequency, severity, and duration of headaches. Foods may trigger headaches in children more often than in adults, since kids tend to eat bigger portions of common trigger foods, such as hot dogs, peanut butter, pizza, and chocolate due to caffeine. Still, there is plenty of hope and help for headache sufferers in terms of diet. What, when, and how much you eat and drink affect each kind of headache. For example, sinus headaches may be provoked by milk, cheese, and foods containing milk products, which increase the mucus production in people who are sensitive to dairy products. Tension-type headaches may be set off by drinking coffee, and migraines can be triggered by a whole host of substances commonly found in our daily diet, such as artificial sweeteners and some citrus fruits, monosodium glutamate, MSG, processed meats, and some spices. If your headache is caused by eye strain or by the set of your jaw, temporal mandibular jaw syndrome, your headache is simply not food-related. Headaches should not only watch what they eat, they should watch when they eat as well. This morning, this is coming from Food for Health and Healing, page 165. I pray today that God pours out many health blessings upon you. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. All right, friends, it's time now to have roll call. It's time for sharing and caring. We start with Facebook. We have Georgia with Sister Vicky saying good morning to us. We have Sister Gloria saying good morning to all. We have South Carolina on the line. We have Kenya on the line with a good morning from Brother Brian. We have North Carolina with Brother Peyton saying good morning to us all. That's Facebook's roll call. And on the actual phone call today, we have Ohio again. We have Maryland. We have Delaware and Delaware again. We have Michigan. We have New York. And we have Georgia. Amen. So, my friends, it's time for us to open the phone lines. Just press star 6 if you have any comment or question. And we're going to take Sister Desiree at this time. Good morning, Sister Desiree.
Good morning, Pastor Clemens and Sister Lillian and the whole broadcast. You said something towards the end about if you're easily offended, and I missed it. And I also like to say once again, thankful for this ministry, and I believe we will come a time when we won't be able to gather, and I just think this gathering that we're able to gather here and fellowship together. But I heard you ask a question about, or not a question, but you said something about the fact of being easily offended, and it draws me that during this season, while we have peace, as much as we have it, have to settle those things and now in the sense of our emotional wellness, things that we may not have gotten over, our traumas from childhood to even current in adulthood, and so that we'll be able to run with the horsemen. Anyway, God bless. Thank you.
You're welcome, sis. What I said, I was referring to Psalm 119, 165. It says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. So what I said is we need to be thoroughly converted, or I'll say we need to be thoroughly converted. Doesn't mean we don't love the Lord. Doesn't mean we're not trying to grow in Christ. But God wants us to have a full surrender. When we know who we are in him, we're not easily offended. Neither are we arrogant. You see, the ground is level at the foot of the cross. When you realize that Jesus came down from glory to save you, how could you be arrogant? And then when you realize that Jesus came down from glory to save you, how could you have what we would consider a low self-esteem? Because the bottom line is someone of the greatest King of Kings came down to save you. So God wants us to understand him more, and it will take away our tendency to be easily offended. Great peace have they which love thy law, then nothing shall offend them. I think it's a good verse to memorize if you're easily offended. It's a process. It's a walk. So we're walking with the Lord and using his word as our defense. So Psalm 119, 165. Anything else, Sister Desiree?
No, thank you. I needed that. I really needed that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I want us to pray for a dear one who's in the hospital in Michigan. Name is Shirley, and that's all I'm going to say at this time. And we want to keep Shirley in prayer. So let's pray for Shirley in the hospital today. Keep in prayer our dear friends that are jailed wrongfully, and we want God to bring that to a good end. Pray they don't have money for a good, what you might call, they have public defenders. I'm not going to say public defenders aren't good, but they don't have a legal team, a private legal team helping them. And, we just want God to bless and be honored in their release. That's what we want. So keep that in prayer. All right, friends, phone lines are open. That's why we realize you don't have to be long to be strong. We want to leave time for our family members to speak. And we do have some Facebook comments here. This is from Brother Peyton. It says, please continue praying for my sister, Ola. Sister named Ola. Her lung cancer has gotten worse, and she is expected to live to the end of this month. Oh my. Okay. All right. So they expect her the end of October. That's her lifespan as far as prognosis. So definitely want to keep her in prayer and the family and friends that, if it is God's will, it appears that unless God works a miracle, that she's going to go resting in, we pray she rests in Jesus. That's what we want. And if God chooses to work a miracle, he can do that. But we just want his will to be done. And we want people to be at peace and comforted in such times as these. That song says, in times like these, we need a Savior. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I thought you were done. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, it's all right. It's fine.
I,
I am soliciting prayers for my niece who had the thyroid surgery like a week or two ago. She, for lifestyle change, you know, diet, her overall health, her, you know, her lifestyle, you know, if you can just pray for her, you know, she's called upon me to help her, but everything that I say to her, she seems to be receptive, but then she's not doing those things. So I'm just asking that I would be calm. Sometimes it's hard for me to pray for patients because every time I pray for patients, it is just severe. So I ask God to help me be calm with individuals because I know that things don't change overnight. So I'm just asking prayer for her. Her name is Marlo. I want her name called out and that God would change her and really use me in her life. You know, she's always loved me. I always loved her. So that should be a little bit easier, but sometimes it's not with family members. So I'm just asking for a lifestyle change because she is reaching out. So I'm asking that God will use me in her life to help her do this change. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else have anything you want to share with us? All right. Well, we do have Sister Desiree again. We'll take her call. Good morning.
Hi. Yes. I'm also seeking prayer for a dear friend of mine, and that isn't, you know, I feel it's in trouble. That's in trouble in the sense of, oh Lord. With their relationship. With their not spiritual relationship, but relationship in the sense of their marriage. So if you could please pray. I'm just asking for prayer and safety and protection.
Yes. Amen. Amen. We need prayer in marriage, for sure. All right. Anyone else before we close out? All right, brothers and sisters, I'll turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Up, to take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this time to be able to have had this time of fellowship and worship. We thank you for your word, Lord, for we know that it is by your grace and your mercy daily that you bestow upon us opportunities to be able to draw close to you as your word is opened and heard. And Father, we pray that you will continue to allow your spirit to teach us truth and to draw us closer to you. We want to lift up to you our friends that are in jail. We ask, Lord, that you will vindicate them and work a miracle on their behalf so they can be released. We pray for Shirley in Michigan, asking, Lord, that you would help her with her issues, all that needs to be helped, and that you will work everything out in accordance with your perfect will. We pray for our dear brother Peyton, his sister, with her lung condition. We know, Lord, that her gait has now turned to the worst, and we just pray that her salvation can be secured with you. We know that you are a way maker, you are a miracle worker, and that you have the last say in the final say as to when our life expectancy will end. So we just pray that her calling and election will be sure, and that she will be rested in Christ and whatever happens. And we ask that you would be with the family, giving them your love and support and helping them, Lord, to be able to draw even closer to you during this time. And we want to pray for Marla. We ask, Lord, that you will help this niece, Sister Lenny, to be open and to be able to change her lifestyle to better her health. And we pray that you would give Sister Lenny the patience and the mercy to be able to extend to this loved one of hers, her needs. We ask that you would be with Sister Desiree Friend and the issues that she's having with her marriage. She's asking for safety and protection in this friend's life and the life of the marriage. And we just pray, Lord, that this union is not without you, but that both can turn to you and realize that marriage is just more between a husband and a wife, but that you should always be in the center of each union. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us this time to be able to pray for others that may not have solicited their petitions, but certainly need your help and your deliverance. And we thank you for being with each of us. May we serve you all faithfully, and may we believe that as we press our petitions before you, the God who hears all is the God who answers all. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord.